Without workers' comp, Chuy Duarte might never have received the care he needed to survive his catastrophic workplace injuries. Texas Mutual was there for him every step of the way, helping him get back on his feet, back on the job, and into the gym. Watch Chuy's story at WorkSafeTexas.com/Chuy.
You know, for 35 years, keeping an eye on the growth around this area and telling everybody about it and counseling corporate leaders has been Andy Stern. He's always been there. He's the founder, CEO of Sudden West Communications, or at least he was up until a short time ago. He has sold out, but he's going to stay in the business for a while. Andy Stern joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be here, David.
You have, I mean, hasn't this been a fabulous 35 years to be in Dallas, Texas?
It is an incredible run of 35. There's probably been four cycles of that. There's probably been three generations of leadership. And you just go from a small town in 1982 when I started this, and frankly had been in town for about 4 years before that, and then all of a sudden you had this explosion of the first explosion.
Well,
of
and
corporate.
The in and the in migration. I mean, the first thing I think of when I think of you is I think of ExxonMobil,
right?
I mean, which was, I mean, people forget what a gigantic deal it was when they were picked up and moved their world headquarters here. But you were working in the back. You were lurking in the background all that time, guiding them, right?
Well, yeah, they've been a client of our firm's for 24 years in January. It started before they moved down here, and we've been real fortunate to have done that over the years, whether it was the winners like Exxon Mobil or it was Kimberly-Clark, but it's also Boeing where we didn't win.
But we're working on that
one,
too.
And we worked on that one, too.
So the idea is, I mean, on the one hand, we all know what public relations is. It's hard to put the word out. But on the other hand, you're counseling these companies. But here's how you come into a community. Here's who the movers and shakers are. Here's the kind of thing that you need to do to be noticed or not noticed, as the case may be.
Well, you know, that which is really one of the more interesting stories, they're all different. In the case of Kimberly-Clark, they moved from Neenah, Wisconsin. The first meeting I had with the chairman was at Las Colinas Country Club and said, okay, here's an opportunity, and went through all of these things, including that there were two skyboxes, suites available at Texas Stadium. And I said, but they're going to go quickly. Do you want one or do you want both? And he stopped the eating and he looked at me and he said, I want none. Our people aren't coming to Dallas for that. I spend the weekends on my backhoe at my farm, and my people are here because my general counsel, and he points over to his general counsel, and says, in Neenah, all he has is divorce attorneys to talk to. I want you to introduce us to all of the top executives in Dallas so that each of my top people have compatriots and peers.
Did you explain to him then that if he really wanted to run across him, he ought to do it on a Sunday while watching a Cowboy game?
You know, everybody was different, and they all had different reasons to come to Dallas. And in his case, it was because he presumed correctly that this is where, you know, corporate America was going to be.
You've been in the mainstream of all of this. And like I say, before we ever know that a company is going to relocate, you know, in or out, I guess. They're talking to you. Are you? You've been right there with everything that's happened. You're going to miss that?
Yes, of course I am. But it's a different world, David, except for you, because you get to sit behind the desk and the microphone. But for those of us out there, it's just a different city now, and it's much bigger. You know, I remember back in maybe 1990 when we lamented that we used to know everybody. Now, you know, we don't, and we're spread from downtown to Frisco. And if Amazon comes, who knows where we're going to be, but it's different. The one thing that stays the same that I would tell everybody is you've got an airport and you've got a lower cost of living. Your people will love being in Dallas on this, and it's a great place to do business. But it is an atmosphere, a lifestyle that helps companies grow because you don't have the one-hour commute. You don't have the bad weather. It works.
And you can do overnight out-of-town trips.
Without any question, you can go to L.A. or New York if you really push it in a day for lunch.
Right.
And so I think that that the lifestyle for their executives and their staff is really what's changes. And they all end up staying and retiring here.
Well, I watched you've seen a lot of evolution. I guess The telecom corridor was probably still hot when you first got here.
No, it really hadn't started at that point.
Oh, so, is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, you went through that cycle.
We went through that cycle, and there was, again, in the PR business, there were a whole lot of PR firms that became tech firms, and there was this huge bubble, and a lot of people made a lot of money on the PR side because companies didn't know any better. They said, we'll spend $100,000 a month on for tech PR. We never did it because it's like me going to the opera. They smell me coming a mile away.
So what's the toughest client you ever had? Be as specific as you can, but what was the toughest challenge you had?
There are a lot of tough challenges. We had a client who threw computers at his staff, and we quit the account immediately. We had another.
You mean physically?
Physically, he was crazy, and we don't put up with that. And then we had another one who wouldn't pay, and I walked. This was years ago, and I walked into their office, and the receptionist said, "Well, he's not available." And I said, that's fine. And I opened up a briefcase, and I had about three magazines out. And I said, fine, I'll just sit here and read until he's available. He came right out and with a check. But, you know, the assignments are always creative, and that's what, you know, frankly, that's what I wanted to do.
So is there one that sticks in your mind that was the most satisfying, the most fun, that maybe you thought you couldn't do but you did pull off?
Well, you know, I mean, it's working, whether it's Hicks and Haas, you know, Tom and Bobby became icons.
All the way
icons.
Through the Dr. Pepper 7-Up.
I mean, they started, I had two clients in that building downtown across from the Art Museum where D Magazine is now. And Bobby and Tom were on the third floor. You had to suck in your chest to get through the place because they were so cramped into no space. And then on the penthouse was another client of ours, Spence Alpert, who had put in a hot tub, and he had the whole top floor. And I thought, you know, what am I doing here? Well, of course, it reversed because there is karma in this world. Probably the most satisfying one, most interesting one, which Kim Quirk knows, is that we went to Africa for Exxon for about a month to do a variety of programs in Nigeria, Angola, in South Africa. In South Africa, we went to Oprah Winfrey's school, which was a real eye-opener. Oprah missed it, which disappointed us, but the kids were fantastic. And Angola was great. We had Bernard Harris, the astronaut, with us, and we did a TV interview on the Angola version of the Johnny Carson show. And after it was over, we were hungry. We had skipped dinner, and so we went and they found us a hamburger milkshake place in Angola. Go figure, Luanda. In Nigeria, it was how the oil companies operate there is just frightening because we stayed across the street and we had to drive across the street for 10 minutes to 'cause you couldn't walk.
You've got not only a book, but probably a couple of good books in you. You need to do that. I'd like to read it.
Well, you know, I was just taking all the stuff off my wall. It's what we call the autograph wall. So I came down here in 1977 from the White House. And
you're working at Ford.
I was working for Ford at the time. And so we came, and I had a corporate slot and had put the pictures up on the wall. And somebody came by one day and told me a story of another big person like that, and that he was very proud of his autograph wall with presidents and senators and all, and said, hey, this guy was there, and his chairman came by in December and said, you know, instead of a cash bonus this year, I think I'm going to give autograph pictures to everybody. So everything came down. I took mine down a week or so ago, put them in boxes, and I was going to put a letter in there, David, that's addressed to my grandchildren that says, if you're opening this, I'm dead. Do what you want with these pictures. So I didn't do it, but you know, your life goes through phases, and I've been really lucky to have been, you know, like Forrest Gump, around some really interesting things.
You have been around some very interesting things. Andy Stern, founder and CEO of Sunwest Communications, former CEO. It's good to have you with us. Good
Thanks.
Luck.
Thank you.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.